Sai Ram children, a warm good evening from Prashanthi Nilayam.
Sai Ram, and hope you all have been good through the week. Of course you all would have been.
Prem, do you remember what we spoke about last week when we started the program?
Last week, I think we spoke about examinations, right?
Do you remember what we started in the program with the in the week before that?
Week before that?
Mm.
Oh God, I actually don't remember that.
It was just about 14 days ago. You have already forgotten it. But tell me, do you remember? Okay, say the alphabetic order A, B, C, D and so on.
Come on, Ganesh, I obviously remember that.
But isn't that amazing? You are unable to recollect something that happened just a couple of weeks back, but you can recollect something that you learnt 30 years ago.
That's true. And I wonder how that happens.
Maybe when we learnt the alphabets, it was the most important and first of its kind thing we were learning, that we learnt it so well.
I also think it is because we have been using that knowledge all these years, right? See, we use it when we look up the dictionary or when we make a list of names in alphabetical order. So we keep using the alphabetical order.
That's absolutely correct. But isn't it true that we also remember some nursery rhymes which we never use after that?
Oh, yes. You have me there. I have no clue why I still remember my Twinkle Twinkle Little Stars and Baba Black Sheeps. But I think there is a certain pattern in why we remember some things in life. Don't you think so?
I can tell only one thing. That things I like, I can remember very well.
Very true. I just remembered what former principal of our school, you know, in Prashanthi Nilayam, Habbu sir, once told us.
Oh, Habbu sir. What did he say? I remember he was a very good teacher.
Yes, yes. Once there was a student who was not doing well in his exams. He would always get bad marks in his exams. So one day sir called him to his room and asked him, Boy, why are you doing badly in your exams? And that boy replied, Sir, I just cannot remember what I study. I have memory problems, I think. I cannot recollect what I study. And then sir asked him, Boy, do you know to chant the Vedas? The boy said, Yes, sir.
Oh, all students in our school learn the Vedas, right?
Right. So this boy started chanting the Purusha Suktam and he chanted perfectly. Then sir asked him, You say you have a bad memory, but how did you remember the Vedam so well? And the boy said, No, sir, that I learnt because Swami wants all of us to learn Vedas, right? And I have to know it if I want to chant before Swami. Then sir told him, See, that is the secret. Tell yourself your lessons also, you must remember not for marks, but for pleasing Swami. Because you want to make Swami happy with your exam results. Then you will remember your lessons and do very well in exams too.
Amazing. And you don't have to tell me, Prem. I'm sure that boy must have started doing excellently well in exams after that. So, when we study with a desire to make Swami happy, we can surely do quite well, isn't it? And I think it is also because of one's own interest. If we take interest in anything we do, we will do it with full involvement and we will be able to do it very well.
But we must admit that memory is quite a complex thing. Sometimes very small incidents are so clear and vivid in our memory, we have no idea why.
So I think the best way to make best use of this memory is to understand it very well. That way, we will know what to do and what not to do to improve our power to remember and recollect information.
As we have had in the past few weeks, we have Dr. Lata Shree from the General Hospital to talk to us about the brain and its ability to contain memories. So why wait? Come on, let's listen to her.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, today we shall deal with another important function of the brain that helps us to remember all that we see, hear, study and learn. Yes, the brain is a great storehouse of memories. And memory being such a vital and highly specialized function of the brain, there are several areas in the brain which deal with this function. There are three types of memory. The first one is the immediate recall, wherein we are able to reproduce within 10 minutes whatever we hear. And this memory is linked to listening, and that is why it is controlled by the auditory association area in the brain. And this immediate recall is something like a parrot-like memory. If you keep on repeating something, you are able to register it well and recall it better. The second memory is the short-term memory. This is the memory in which we are able to remember something for a period of 60 minutes. The area of the brain that is involved with this memory is the temporal lobe. The third memory is the long-term or the remote memory that helps us to remember things for many, many years to come. Hippocampus in the brain is the area that deals with remote memory. Conversion of short-term memory to long-term memory takes place in the hippocampus adjacent to the temporal lobe. This long-term potentiation can be achieved by strengthening the neurosynapses in the brain. I hope, children, you all remember that the nerve cells in the brain are interconnected through an intricate network of nerve fibers, and it is in these connections that memories are stored. So when these connections are strengthened, then memory also is enhanced. There is a saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But this age-old saying is simply not true when it comes to teaching our brain. The human brain has an astonishing ability to change and adapt even into old age. And this ability of the brain is called neuroplasticity. And with right stimulation, neuroplasticity can be enhanced and memory can be improved. Some of the things that help to improve neuroplasticity are eating right kind of diet that improves brain function. A diet that is rich in omega-3 fatty acids help to enhance memory. Seafood is an excellent source of omega-3 fatty acids. Some of the other foods are flaxseed, walnuts, spinach, broccoli, lettuce, soya beans, kidney beans, and pumpkin seeds. Limiting calorie intake and also saturated fats like cheese, butter, ice creams will help to enhance the function of the brain. Fruits with antioxidant properties like banana, apricot, mangoes, and watermelon are very good for the brain. Drinking green tea protects the brain against free radicals that tends to damage nerve cells. And you must also avoid processed foods and limit starches like potato and pasta. The second most important thing is, when you exercise your body, you are exercising your brain. So regular workouts and walking have very good beneficial effects on the brain. Good restorative sleep every night improves your memory. Research has shown that memory consolidation, which is the key to enhancing memory, occurs during the deepest stages of sleep, so you must meticulously follow sleep hygiene. Having healthy relationships with people tends to boost memory by stimulating our nerve cells. So positive interaction with people helps us to remember things better. And you must learn techniques to cope up with stress. Remember, children, stress is one of the worst enemies of human brain. It damages the nerve cells, it damages the hippocampus, which is the seat of formation and retrieval of memory. And one of the age-old and time-tested techniques to cope up with stress is regular meditation. Learn to meditate every day, at least for a few minutes, and gradually you can increase the duration of your meditation session. That is why in Satya Sai Balvika's classes, children are taught guided visualization and Jyoti meditation from a very young age. Any symptom of anxiety or depression in a child should be spotted early and promptly treated, because it can lead to decline in memory at a later stage. And when you see a child not showing interest in anything, a child that refuses to eat, refuses to communicate, and finds it difficult to sleep, all these are symptoms of anxiety and depression, and all these must be immediately treated. Learning a new activity will keep your brain alert and it will also enhance your memory. So try to learn something which you are not already good at, something which is new to your brain. Like you can learn to play a new instrument, you can try to learn a new language, play a new game, or even crosswords and Sudoku, they are all helpful to enhance your memory. These are some of the generalized tips to improve the function of the brain, but as students, you need to know certain specific tips to enhance your memory, especially to remember better all that you study. Some of these tips are, first of all, be attentive in the classroom when the teacher is teaching. It actually takes 8 seconds for the brain to process even a very small piece of information and then commit it to memory. So getting distracted in the class or while studying is not good for the brain. Try to study the lessons that are taught in the class on the same day itself, and this will help to memorize things better. And when you continue your study next day, you must quickly revise the previous day's portion, and at weekend, try to revise all that you have studied over the entire week. And this technique of reinforcement helps you to remember things effectively. And use more than one sense organ while studying to remember things better. For example, loud reading, or also visualizing while reading, or making notes while studying, and writing down what you have studied after you finish studying will help you to retain things better. If you keep repeating what you have studied, or if you discuss it with your friends, or if you teach someone, you will retain them better. Chunking is a process wherein you can split a long answer or a big answer, an essay type answer, to small parts, and then learning it will help you to remember better. Or you can even make bullet points when you study so that you retain them well. And using acronyms and acrostic will enhance your memory. Acronym is making a meaningful word wherein every letter stands for a point that you want to remember. And acrostic is a sentence in which first letter of each word has a point or an answer that you want to memorize. And when you're studying mathematical and scientific formulae, it is better for you to make algorithms or flowcharts and keep them in front of you and go through them again and again, which reinforces your memory and helps potentiation of memory. It is advisable to understand the concept first before you memorize something. When you understand the concepts well, you can remember the facts better. And finally, practice is the key to success. Practice alone makes man perfect. It is said, Nashreyo Niyamam Vina, which means you cannot achieve anything without discipline. So disciplined learning and studying is the key to success in your examinations. And do you know, children, there is something called Super Brain Yoga, which has produced tremendous good results when it comes to enhancing memory. This is actually a very simple exercise. This, in fact, used to be a sort of punishment given to children in classrooms. And also when we were small, our elders used to tell us to do this exercise in front of the idol of Lord Ganesha. It is a very simple one. All you have to do is, you must cross your arms across the chest, the right crossing over the left, and hold the left earlobe with your right hand, and the right earlobe with your left hand, and then you should go down on knees and get up. As you go down, you must breathe out, and as you come up, you must breathe in. Doing this several times a day is known to improve memory. See, all these age-old Indian traditions, they are so insightful, they are so meaningful, and they have a deeper significance. Such simple exercises, if practiced every day, will help us to improve our memory. Wish you all the best for your exams, children. Jai Sai Ram.
That was very interesting. Even as we were talking about memories, I remember what I heard sometime back about an experiment a doctor once did.
An experiment by a doctor? I hope it's not on his patients.
Oh, no, Prem. He was a psychologist.
Oh, okay.
And he did this experiment with his students to make them learn an important lesson.
Oh, okay. Then do share with us what it's all about.
Oh, surely. One day, this professor of psychology walked into his class and told the students, "Today we won't have any class.
Okay.
Instead, you all can go and watch a movie. Here are the tickets. Then you all can go have some ice creams."
Wow. This is the best experiment I've ever heard of.
Yeah, but wait. Something more is going to come.
Okay.
After that, he continued his classes from the next day as usual.
Okay.
Then after a week or so, once again he walked into the class and said, "No class today, students." The students were very happy, but the professor said, "We won't have class today. Instead, we will do an activity. We are going to a school nearby for special children and spend the day with them."
That's interesting.
Yes. So they went, and all the students enjoyed the activity. Again, the professor continued his classes from the next day. Many, many months later, he asked the same class, "Do you remember we did two activities some time back? Can you all recollect what we did?" Most of the students vaguely remembered the day they all went out to see the movie. In fact, many of them could not even recollect the name of the movie they say.
Oh, what about the next activity then?
But when it came to the activity of going to the school,
okay,
the very mention of that evening made most of the students smile and remember with joy that evening. Many of the students could describe the whole evening and even recollect the names of many of the students they met.
Oh, that's amazing. And that's such a special and beautiful lesson, right? But what did he say the students then?
When we do things that are exciting and make us happy, we enjoy it at that moment. But when we do something that is meaningful, like helping someone or bringing joy to someone, we will remember it forever. And every time we remember it, it will surely give us a lot of happiness.
That is such a beautiful lesson, Ganesh. So if we have to lead a memorable life, we have to fill it with acts of love and giving. Isn't that how Swami has always lived and always been happy?
Very true. But sometimes we cannot help it, right? We have to do other things like studying for exams.
That's true. And we cannot deny that some students seem to have more remembering power than others. You know, when I was in school, I had a classmate. He would memorize a Sanskrit sloka 2 minutes. You know, just 2 minutes after the teacher writes it on the board.
Oh my God, that's true. Some people are quite sharp. But there is one evening factor. One factor which is very much in our hands.
An evening factor, yes, children. This can give you good results as well as satisfaction. And that is hard work. Putting hard work does not depend on how intelligent a person is or how powerful one's memory is.
And hard work is a companion who will always give you success and benefits. You may have luck, talent, or some special abilities. Even then, it is hard work that completes you.
Yes, children. There is no substitute for hard work. And that is exactly what we are going to learn through the story time today.
Well, why wait then? Over now to Sumana Madam for this week's story time.
Sairam children, today I shall tell you a story about a lazy lark. Nearby a big forest, there was a small village. People from that village earned their living by selling their produce in a far-off market. And to go to that market, they had to cross that forest. One day, a lark was singing and flying here and there near that forest path. You all know that larks are small songbirds. They sing in a high pitch, thin, melodious voice. So this lark was singing and she saw a man on that forest path. She got curious. So she went up to him and asked, "Sir, where are you off to?" The man replied, "I am going to the market, miss." Then this Miss Lark asked again, "Then what is in that box you're carrying in that hand?" The man answered, "Oh, this box, it contains worms. I am going to the market to trade them, and in return, I will buy some feathers." The lark got an idea. She thought, "Wow, why not barter a single feather from my plumage for that box of worm? Anyway, I have plenty of feathers. And then, I don't need to hunt for my food." She said to the man, "Sir, just look at me. I have so many feathers on my body. I will pluck one for you. But in return, you should give me that box of worms." The man was also happy. He agreed. So the box of worms was exchanged for a feather. The lark was very happy, as no worm hunting was required that day. So was the man, as he didn't have to walk all the long way to the market. The next day, again the same thing happened. The lark now understood the timings of the man and managed to exchange a box of worms for a feather. The lark was very, very happy with this shortcut hunting. It enjoyed a sumptuous wormy meal without much effort at getting it. Then what do you think happened? A day came when the lark had no more feathers. No feathers to deal for her food with the man. and she couldn't fly now and hunt for her worms. She got weak due to hunger and died. So, what the lark thought was an easy way to get food without hunting only let her down. So children, we have to bear in mind that there is no shortcut to succeed in life. One has to be sincere and hardworking in any field of life. Because what initially looks like the easiest way will turn out to be the toughest trap in the end. We need to work hard with true dedication to gather the sweet fruits of hard work. But this way will take a little longer, more time for result. But remember, shortcuts won't help in the long run. Maybe the butterfly reason will help you kids understand this better. A boy found a cocoon of a butterfly. He observed it every day. One day, a small opening appeared in the cocoon. He was very, very curious. So he sat and watched the butterfly for several hours as it was struggling to force its body through that little hole. Then, it seemed to stop making any progress. It appeared as if it had tried its best and could no longer go further. Maybe it was tired, the boy thought. So he decided to help the butterfly. He took a pair of scissors and cut open the remaining bit of the cocoon. Then, the butterfly emerged easily. It didn't look like a butterfly. It looked as if it was handicapped. It had a swollen body and small shriveled wings. The boy continued to watch the butterfly because he expected that at any moment its wings would enlarge. It would open and flap its wings and just fly away. But nothing happened. In fact, that butterfly spent the rest of its life crawling around with a swollen body and shriveled wings. It never was able to fly. What the boy, in his kindness and haste, did not understand was that the restricted cocoon and the struggle required for the butterfly to get through the tiny opening were actually God's way of forcing fluid from the body of the butterfly into its wings. This would make their wings strong and it would be ready for flight once it achieved its freedom from the cocoon. But this butterfly didn't struggle, so it was never able to fly. So, young listeners, what did we learn from this butterfly reason? One has to work hard to get the desired result, as God has already given strength and wisdom to achieve it. Instead, if you depend on others, you may not get the desired result. Effort never fails. Effort never dies. We should stand on our own legs. If little labor, little are our gains. Man's fortune or success are according to his pains. Remember, whatever good is there in this world has been achieved after years of hard work. So, say no to laziness or shortcuts to learning. Sairam children.
So children, are you all ready to say no to laziness and say yes to hard work?
Oh, you must, children. Because hard work can not only give you success, but hard work makes the success sweeter too. And more importantly, hard work will give you self-satisfaction.
Children, always work hard and do your best. Never compare yourself with others and think, oh, I am not as intelligent as that boy, I am not as talented as that girl. Remember always, you are as good as anyone else.
That is, because we all are made by the same God, and the same God resides in each one of us. How can one be lesser than the other?
This is the very important lesson you all must remember, children.
And this is conveyed in this beautiful radio drama we are going to play for you. It has been enacted by children from Georgia, USA.
And the play is aptly named, You Are Perfect. It's a fun drama for children, by children. And you are sure to enjoy it. So shall we listen to this drama by children from Georgia, USA?
The following play was performed by the Satyasai Educare students in Alpharetta, Georgia, USA on November 23, 2008 for Baba's 83rd birthday celebration. This play covers a prevalent issue at schools, peer pressure. Children everywhere given to what their peers are doing without using their own judgment. The play entitled, You Are Perfect, Just Being Yourself, was performed by students aged between 10 to 16. A long time ago, in a small town called Happyville, there lived the Humacs. The Humacs were generally a happy lot of people, but of late, they were not feeling very happy. Let's meet their creator.
Embodiments of perfection. Greetings to all of you. I am the creator, and out of my sweet will, I have created a unique universe called Happyville. In Happyville, there live many wonderful living things, but the pride of all my creation are these beings called Humacs. I love my Humacs so much because I've made each of them perfect to fit into the purpose I have set out for them. It might interest you that I worked extra hard for each of my Humacs. I worked long hours with love and patience and used the best state-of-the-art tools. I made each individual Humac beautiful and unique to fit perfectly into the role ordained for him or her. When I look at my creation, I am filled with bliss.
The creator was sitting at his workbench when along came two Humacs, Biffer and Fiffy.
Have you seen everybody in Happyville recently?
I just don't get it.
Why would anybody want to wear their nose green?
Because everyone else is.
I don't understand. What do you mean? Why would it matter what everyone else is doing?
Everyone wants to look like everyone else. Sometimes it's square hats. Sometimes it's tall shoes. Why, last month, the big thing was yellow ears. And now it's green noses. Everyone wants a green nose.
Does the green nose make them smarter?
No.
Then does it make them stronger?
Nope.
Does it make them faster?
No.
Does it at least make them sniff better?
No, not really.
Then what does the green nose make them?
Greener. They think they will be happier if they look like everyone else. But I made you all different for a unique purpose. Freckles, long noses, bright eyes, dark eyes. These were all my idea. But now all the Humacs want to look alike.
Not me. I'm happy just the way you made me.
Me too. I don't need a green nose to feel special. But I am curious to see what a green nose looks like up close. Want to go?
Wait! Don't forget! I made you all different for a purpose!
Biffer and Fifi decided to go visit the town center to see what all the fuss was about with the green noses. In the town center, Willie Withit was holding shop for his latest trend, the green noses, and working on a humac called Twiggy, giving her a new green nose.
It's the latest thing. Don't be the only one with a plain nose.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Why, that's Mr. Willie Withit.
Does he run the nose paint store?
He does more than that. Painted noses are his idea.
So were the square hats, the tall shoes, the yellow ears. He decides what's with it. Isn't he the best?
Who made him the new thing picker anyway?
I don't know. Ever since he came into town, he brought cool with him. And he decides the latest trend.
Look, here comes a new nose.
Twiggy walked confidently modeling her new green nose. Just then, the mayor of Happyville and his wife entered the town center and were not very happy.
Step aside! Make way, everybody! Make way for the honored mayor of Happyville!
We'll with it! How could this have happened? We got the premium nose package. My life already needs a touch-up. Our image is at stake. What will my voters think? I'm so sorry, sir. There must have been some mistake. My noses are all top of the line.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. This is horrible, just terrible. I chipped some paint off my nose as I bumped into a tree. And now the real me is showing. What are people going to say? I look terrible, just horrible.
Well, what are you going to do now, Willie Withit?
Not to worry. My noses come with a lifetime guarantee. I'll fix it right away. Don't move now.
Ouch, that hurt.
Dear, are you all right?
Stop hurting my wife. If she can hold still for just a moment, I'll have her nose as good as new.
Hold still, dear.
Voila! All done.
How do I look?
Beautiful. Just lovely.
Such a big fuss over a green nose.
Doesn't look like the green noses are bringing much happiness to the humans.
You'll never catch me in the nose coloring store.
Hi, Biffer.
Oh, hi, Twiggy.
Haven't seen you in a while. How do I look in my new green nose?
Oh, you look great. As pretty as always.
You want to join the Green Nosy Humax Club? You can go with me. Everybody who's a somebody belongs to that club. You'll need to be with it, though, and get yourself a green nose, too.
I don't know.
Besides, you'll look good in green. Oh, come on. You know you want to be a part of the club.
Hey, Twiggy, are you coming?
I'll be right there.
You weren't wasting your time talking to that Biffer, were you? He's such a not-with-it humac. Aren't you embarrassed to be seen with him?
Twiggy just shrugged her shoulders and walked away with Spreckles. Bumble, Chugs, Tompkins, Timpkins, and Finny were out in the Happyville Park playing ball one day when Chugs and Timpkins kept missing the ball.
Hey, Chugs, what's wrong? You keep missing the ball.
It's this new nose. I can't see past it. I have the same trouble. It's hard seeing past these new long noses.
You, Humax, stop complaining. You don't want people to think you're plain, do you?
Yeah, don't you like being with it? Gotta make some sacrifices to be with it.
It has made me more popular since I got this new nose.
It hurts to be with it sometimes. I thought we Humax are supposed to be happy all the time here in Happyville. I don't feel very happy.
Hey, look, here come Lulu, Tizzy, and Ziffy.
Hi, guys. We're going to the ice cream shop downtown. You can join us.
Those kids never even said hello to me before.
I told you, it's the new noses. They make all the difference. Now do you feel happy?
A little, I guess.
They don't care who you are as long as you're with it.
I never realized it would be so easy to make friends. This new nose is very inconvenient, though.
Oh, you'll get used to it.
Come on, let's join Lulu, Tizzy, and Ziffy at the ice cream shop.
Chugs, Bumble, Timkins, Tompkins, and Finny walked into the ice cream shop where Lulu, Tizzy, and Ziffy were already seated.
Hi, guys. Hey, we're here. Yoo-hoo.
Oh, hi.
I thought they asked us to join them.
I guess they're busy, huh?
Hey, guys, can we join you?
Sorry, guys, no more room.
You can sit over there, maybe.
What's your favorite flavor, Ziffy? Maybe I'll get the same.
I thought you said they were our friends.
Maybe we're just not as cool as they are. They'll start talking to us. Just give them a few minutes.
I don't know. Doesn't look like it.
I don't know about you, but I'm gonna go sit over there and enjoy my ice cream.
Chugs, Timkins, and Tompkins went over to another table, while Finny and Bumble stayed hovering over Lulu, Tizzy, and Ziffy, still trying to win their friendship.
Hello, fellow Humex. What can I get you today? I have flavor of the day, rainbow surprise, and I also have the regular moose juice and goose juice sherbets.
Goose juice.
I had a feeling.
I don't like these new noses. They get in the way of everything.
Yeah, we can't even enjoy our ice cream the way we used to.
I agree. Happy Bell just isn't the same anymore.
Come on, you guys. I thought things were going so well. Where'd you go?
Friendships like this take time.
Look, Finny, those guys are just into their own thing. Real friendships don't have to be forced. Come on, let's enjoy our ice cream.
I guess you're right.
Meanwhile, back in the town center, Biffer was with his friends Chewy and Bluey, while Pinner was trying his best to convince them to get a green nose just before the commencement of the mayor's Green Nosy Humex Club members meeting.
I never noticed before, but my nose sure does look plain.
Yes, it sure does.
Are you really thinking about getting a green nose?
I don't know. Maybe.
You should, you know.
They say that paint really stings your nose.
No, it doesn't. Look at me. I have one.
I heard it stinks, too.
Do you smell anything? I don't smell anything.
What if the brush gets into your eye?
Don't be silly. Wooly Wizard is a pro.
Did you know that the paint only comes off your nose with sandpaper?
What gave you that idea?
Shh. Let's see what's going on here.
Yay! Yay! Citizens of Happyville! The mayor of Happyville has an important announcement to make.
Welcome, one and all, to the Green Nosy Humex Club. We are here to honor Willy with it. Willy, you are classy. You are awesome. You are green. Willy with it. You are the pioneer of the green snout.
People love me because of you.
I have more friends.
People come to my store.
I am more handsome.
I am more popular.
With a green nose, I'm a better Humex.
You are the hero of Happyville. We salute your brilliance. Without you, we look like them.
pointing to Biffer and friends who covered their noses in embarrassment.
Let's hear it for Willy With It,
the humac who discovered the cure for the common nose.
Now that almost everyone has a green nose, what are you going to think of next?
Biffer, Chewy, and Bluey finally gave in to peer pressure and got their green noses, but they were having a real hard time adjusting.
Hey, Chewy, are you doing all right?
I can't really see with my nose in the air.
Oh, this is so hard. Not only do you have to get your nose painted, but you have to walk with your head in the air. I thought this was supposed to make you happier.
I know, but doesn't it feel great? Imagine who wouldn't want a green nose. If they didn't have one, they'd feel so...
So what, Biffer?
Oh, nothing, Fiffy. I was just saying we haven't seen you in so long.
Well, you haven't seen anyone in a long time, except yourselves. You haven't even come to the Creator. He's been asking about you.
We've been busy.
Too busy getting with it?
She's just jealous 'cause she's not with it.
Yeah, she's just jealous.
Step right up, humans. Get your new noses. Green noses are out and red noses are in.
But we just got our noses painted green.
That's no problem. Our new red paint will cover green.
We have to go through the paint job again?
Step right up, Humax. Get in style. Now red noses are up and orange noses are in. Now orange noses are out and blue noses are in. Now blue noses are out and yellow noses are in.
This has to be the final color.
I'm so tired of this. I wish my nose was common again.
Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't have followed everyone else. This hasn't made us any happier. Look around. Everyone in Happyville doesn't look happy anymore. They're too concerned about what color their nose should be. We should have listened to the Creator. I want my happiness back. You think he'll help us?
Why don't you ask him? He thinks of you every day. He told me to tell you to come to see him.
Is he mad at me?
Not mad, but a little sad.
Could I bring my friends Chewy and Bluey too?
Of course, the Creator is for everyone.
Biffer and his friends went to the Creator feeling sheepish, with their shoulders slumped and heads lowered.
Trying to fit in, eh? Did you succeed? Did it bring you happiness?
Not really. Every time we got close, someone else came up and changed all the rules.
That's the way it always is when you venture far away from me and want to change the way I have made you.
My neck hurts from sticking my nose in the air.
You weren't built to walk with your nose in the air.
We just want to be ourselves again.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Will you help us?
Of course. I will always help you become who I made you to be. But it'll take some time and a little work.
As the Creator started to fix Biffer's nose, an entourage of other Humacs approached him one by one to fix their noses as well.
Can you fix my nose?
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 Just then, Willy Withid walked into the room.
That's him! He's the one, creator! He messed up our noses and started this whole Withid business.
Everyone in Happyville has not been happy since Willy Withid came to town.
Throw him out! We don't want Willy Withid here.
What's Willy Withid doing here anyway?
To everyone's surprise, Willy Withid walked over to the creator and they shook hands.
What?
Huh?
This isn't Willy Withid. He works for me. His name is Willy Wise. This was all part of my divine plan to help everyone understand that it is important to celebrate your own individual and unique self. To help you experience that you can only be happy just being your wonderful selves. After Willy Wise moved into town, Humax started to realize that Happyville could not be Happyville anymore because you were too busy being someone else. And why?
My dear children, I made you all different and unique for a purpose. I kept your role in mind while designing your features, your color, your creed. Why try to look like someone else? Be like someone else. Give up the struggle to look and act like someone that you are not. Be the Humax self, complete and perfect the way I intended for you to be.
The Humax lived happily ever after. If we could learn from the Humax and take their message to heart and always be ourselves, this world would be a better place. 'Cause really and truly, we are all perfect, God's perfect creation.
How did you like that drama, children?
Hope you like it as much as we did. Children, it is so much fun talking to all of you. We feel like going on and on and on.
But we just can't do that. The clock in the studio is telling us, it's time to go.
But before we go, just a reminder to all of you. Work very hard. Don't compromise on that.
It is not important whether you get first rank or second rank, children. What is important is you do the best you are capable of.
And offer it to Swami and make your parents proud.
Wishing you all the best for preparations for your exams. We wish you good luck and good night from Sai Ram children.
Sai Ram children, we will meet you all next week.